Good morning, DWS Technology. Cindy speaking.
Hey, good morning, Cindy. It's Dave in?
May I tell who's calling and what's in reference to, please?
Yeah, this is Nico calling with the Bank of Cardiff. Just trying to touch base here with Dave. Back in June, it looks like.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if he's available.
Thank you, Cindy.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Hey, is this Dave?
This is Dave, yes.
Hey, Dave, it's Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Okay. Yourself?
Good. Thanks for asking. It's early morning over here.
Yeah.
But hey, I don't know if you remember, we spoke back in June about some equipment financing and working capital. We had you guys pre-approved with us for $250,000. But you said, you know, nothing had come up, kind of follow up towards the end of the year here, so
okay.
That's what I'm doing, kind of seeing how business has been.
Business is really bad right now.
What's going on?
I don't know. It's just the orders have just really stopped coming in. Now I'm quoting away, but just haven't seen a whole lot.
Is there a particular reason why nobody's kind of just went for it right now?
I think between, you know, being close to the end of the year and the election coming up.
Okay.
Those are the two things that are probably playing the biggest part in it.
Yeah, no, I completely see that. Just kind of refresh your memory on, like, what I do. I specialize in providing financing to machine shops and the manufacturing industry.
Okay.
That's a division of the bank that I work in. And a lot of people kind of have the same sentiment right now.
So yeah,
I definitely understand it.
You know, everybody I talk to seems like manufacturing, at least in this area, is really down.
Right. Yeah. No, I've seen that. Are you guys doing anything to kind of prepare yourself for this upcoming election towards the end of the year? Or
well,
do you have any plans?
We've had to lay some people off, and I've been going out trying to bring in some new customers.
Okay. Okay. How are you doing that? Are you like marketing yourself?
Basically, it's a lot of phone calls and contacts like that. Also through some of the activities I work with.
Oh, okay. Like outside of work,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you happen to go to IMTS this year?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that would have been a good one to go to.
Yes. No, it's a lot of it's like, I do work with the, what do they call it, the Workforce Investment Board and a lot of the schools with their vocational programs.
Oh, okay.
I get a lot
of
contacts through that.
Well, that's nice, man. You're teaching people the skill.
Yes.
That's amazing. So is that something new that you kind of took on?
We've been doing this about the past 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And that, we're getting our name out there. And we had six interns here over the summer that came in. They were 16-year-old students, but gave them an opportunity to see what working in the field is like. And that went real well.
Yeah, giving them the hands-on experience, right?
Yes, yeah. That, trying to stack the deck so that when they do graduate, I have a shot at maybe being able to hire them and also knowing a little bit about them at that point.
No, yeah, building up that relationship is key, especially if you want to bring them in.
Yeah, because, you don't find the older the workforce is aging out, so right now I have to go back to try and get kids right out of school.
Yep, hire the youngins.
Yes.
Okay. Well, do you have any plans kind of coming up towards the end of the year where you might bring on equipment or need capital?
I doubt it. It's probably going to be a good year until we get back on our feet that I can start, thinking about that.
Okay. Well, just to kind of see where you guys are at right now, do you typically have like a net 30, net 60 type customers?
Yes. Most of it's net 30.
Good. Okay, so you never run into like cash flow problems where you need some additional cash on hand?
We did a while ago, but that customer has gotten caught up now. It was a customer that had gotten really slow, and they were going out to 90 days.
Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah, no, because most of the time when I like I said, when I deal with the machine shop industry or manufacturing, if they ever run into the net 60, net 90 type deal, you know, sometimes the cash flow gets a little low and you need some additional capital to have in your account.
Mm-hmm.
That's typically what one of our programs is designed for.
Okay.
It's to have extra money on hand because it's unsecured cash, which means that you can use the money for whatever reason that you want.
Okay.
So is that, you know, something that you might be interested in? If you had, like, let's say, hypothetically, the pre-approved $250,000 in your account, what would you use that money for?
Probably getting caught up on some of our bills right now.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is for. I recently just helped guide a guy funded out in Dover, Ohio, who focuses on providing work for the oil industry, and he cuts, like, pipes for them.
Okay.
And he needed extra cash on hand to cover a lot of the bills and the orders that he was starting to get in, and then we were able to get him the money that he needed. He needed about $35,000, so got him that cash and helped him out of that little position that he was in.
Okay, well, if you'd like, could you send me some information on that?
Right, yeah, okay. What's the best email I can shoot you over, kind of information on us, what we do?
It's dave@dwsmachine.com.
Perfect, okay. Let's see, dave@dwsmachine.com. Okay. Do you have, like a number in mind? Like, if we were to get you, you know, the cash that you need, is there some amount that you would like?
Right now, no, I don't have anything in mind, but, you know, just, you know, trying to keep options open.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, why don't I tell you a little bit about the program itself? It's a very simple application process. I know usually when you go to, like, one of your local banks or one of the big banks, they'll take, you know, anywhere from 30 to 90 days just to get you an answer. And most of the time, you're not approved, right? So with us, it's a quick turnaround. It's a 24-hour answer, and to kind of tell you whether or not you're approved. Around 95% of our customers and clients get approved. So that's, you know, something to kind of consider. And then within the 24 hours, once we get you that answer, we can fund you in the next 24. So the whole process takes around 48 hours.
Okay.
And boom, money in your account.
Okay.
So it's kind of nice because you don't have to wait for an answer that tells you that you're not approved, right?
Okay.
But that's kind of like where we stand. We've been doing this for 14 years now. These types of loans that come out, I know, I'm probably sure you get a bunch of these calls, you know, everybody kind of soliciting the fact that there's the best out in the market, but we've been in this for 14 years. Most of these companies have on average, a lifespan of 6 to 2 years. So they are not as experienced as us.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, you know, ease your mind a little bit.
Okay.
So, yeah, I will shoot you over my information, kind of little information about the company, what we do. And then with the application, it's literally just a simple one-page app. It's designed to just ask questions about the company, and then the documents that we normally require for this working capital program is just 6 months bank statement, and your last year's tax return. So it's, you know, three things that we ask for, and that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. So if it's something that you're interested in, you know, you can take some time to kind of look at the book, see if you need, like, a certain amount of money. Usually what we do is we try and approve you for the largest amount, and then you can take out however much you want to use for the business.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the working capital program, and that's usually how it's kind of, I guess, tailored to this industry.
Okay. Oh, very good.
Yeah, so I'll just shoot you over our information.
Okay, I'll look forward to seeing that.
Okay, is there maybe a better time that you want me to follow up, kind of see if, you know, this is something that you would like to go through with?
It's hard to say. You know, first I'm going to have to take a look at the information and, you know, see how that would fit into our plan.
Right, no, of course. Yeah, no, take your time with it. There's no rush. It's honestly like what you're looking for. And if it's not something that you're looking for right now, then sure. But if it's something that you would like to have on hand, you know, an extra $30,000 or whatever, you know, you're looking for.
Okay.
Perfect.
Look forward to seeing that then.
Okay, yeah. Should I put, like, Attention Dave on top?
Yeah, I mean, it comes right to me, so.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, sometimes, you know, just check the spam folder just in case.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, Dave, it was good talking to you, good catching up and everything, and, you know, hopefully there's something that we can do to kind of help you guys out here.
Okay, very good.
All right.
Okay.
See you later. Take care. Have a good week, all right?
Okay, you too. Thank you very
bye
much.
Now. Bye now. Yeah, of course.
Bye.
Bye.